back to hour two of the Saturday morning 26-year tradition of Rosie on the House. And we're broadcasting live this morning from the Tucson Convention Center for the SAHBA, S-A-H-B-A, Southern Arizona Home Builders Association Home and Garden Show. We have the home show director, Ms. Noelle Kurtz. Noelle,
hello.
Go ahead and take this opportunity. You can invite people from Page, Arizona right now.
Absolutely. You've got time to drive down.
You have the entire state's ears, so send out your best authentic, genuine SAHBA invite.
You betcha. So come on down today. We've got everything going on here from home improvement trends. You can get satellite TV. You can get steam cleaners for your carpet. You can get greenhouses. You name it. We've got it here. We've even got crafter section with jewelry and food products.
Talk about your chef lineup.
Yeah, we have Tucson Originals here. It's a group of local chefs that own restaurants all throughout Tucson. They're going to be doing a culinary showcase here today. Almost every hour on the hour. It starts at 11 and the last presentation is at 5. They'll be doing chef presentations. And the best part about it is when you get done, you get to try a free samplings of their food.
You know, on that topic, I need to do a big shout out to the manager of the Cup Cafe at the Congress Hotel. What was his name, Jennifer? Carlin?
Yes.
Carlin got us a table when there were no tables to be had.
So where'd they put you, squeeze you in?
I just seriously underestimated the Friday night traffic in downtown Tucson.
Yeah.
I mean, every seat in every restaurant was jammed. Tucson has revitalized that downtown district to an extent I knew it was happening. I had no idea to what degree they had pulled it off.
Yeah, it's really getting going, and they're building new things down there. New restaurants are coming in, so that's a nice thing. And we're right down there in the heart of it, so someone can come down to the TCC. It's free parking for the event, so you don't have to worry about that. And you can come here, and you can get some great food as well.
Gosh, well, that hotel salad at the Congress Hotel is now my favorite salad
is
of all.
Really?
Yeah, that was really, really a good salad. Candied pecans and cherry tomatoes and spinach leaf. Just a fantastic dressing. And they had specials New York strip last night, so can never go wrong with a New York strip.
Go.
Garlic mashed potatoes, right?
So, you
thank you, Carlin, for finding the Romeros a seat at the Cup Cafe.
Yeah.
So the chef event is going on.
That's
the first
going
one's
on
at
all
11
day.
Today.
First one's at 11.
Okay.
We've also got presentations going on the Home Depot stage. We've got presentations going on the Joann's Fabric and Craft stage. We've got Kids Make It and Take It.
That's this afternoon,
That's
right?
This afternoon.
That's over on the Home Depot stage.
At 1:30, and Joann's has theirs going from 11 to 4 today. So you've got all day for that. One of the other nice things is if you want to get a little discount on your coupon tickets to get into the show, you can go to SAHBAHomeshow.com, and you can get a $2 off admission ticket. Kids 12 and under, though, are free, so you don't even have to worry about that. And if you bring a canned good for the community food bank or a non-perishable item, and you can bring more than one, trust me,
okay,
but we'll give you an additional dollar off your admission.
There you go. And parking's free.
Parking is free.
So come on down. Tucson Convention Center, 10 to 7 today, 10
to 5 tomorrow.
And that does definitely give all the people in Page time to get here.
Definitely. You can get in that car and be down here before today.
If you want a fine meal in downtown Tucson, I would tell you, first thing you do before you leave town is call for a reservation, because they don't have any seats available. Noelle, thanks a million for joining us again this hour. We'll see you out down on the floor all weekend long.
You betcha.
All right. Fantastic. All right. We are with some special guests here this morning. John Reuter of Assurance Builders. That's a Rosie certified remodeling contractor from Tucson. And John, you've been Rosie certified, I'm going to say it's been about 6 or 7 years, hasn't it?
I think so. Yeah.
Assurance started as a certified Pella Pro window installer. How many years ago was that?
That's nearly 15 years ago.
Yeah, and then y'all morphed by customer demand
into
a full service.
Yeah, as we did windows, we got into the remodeling, you know, for the homeowners, and we got into some special projects for some clients that had MS, and so, you know, remodeling their bathroom and doorways to accommodate, you know, wheelchairs. Mm-hmm. So kind of got into the remodeling side of things as well, and so now, you know, we consider ourselves professional remodeling company as well.
Listen, John Reuter of Assurance Builders is going to be here through 9:30 this morning. If you've got a remodeling project in Tucson area that to ask John a couple questions on. Give us a ring right now. We have an open line. We've been holding the lines open just for this occasion. It's 1-888-767-4348. Full service, design build.
Yes.
And still the Pella certified pro.
We are. We are a Pella certified contractor. We realize that there's many window needs, and so we've proudly represented Pella for 15 years. We've added Milgard to our product line as well as Marvin. We have Marvin product on display here at the home show if you want to look at that. We're always glad to walk you over to the Pella booth and show Pella product there as well. We are also carrying quality American-made products, and so our booth right now is showing the Marvin product as well as True Style interior doors. Those are domestically supplied as well as domestically American-made product that we're proud to display. And then we've been a Wellborn cabinet dealer now coming up on 3 years, and so we got a good display of Wellborn here. A cabinet door display and some opportunity to just show different designs and features of the Wellborn cabinets.
And you were talking about fine American-made products. We have. Somehow you got John Wellborn here.
That's right. That's right.
Flew him in from Alabama. John, appreciate you coming all the way out to Tucson and joining us.
Thanks for being on the show this morning.
Man, we love having you. I've been familiar with Wellborn now. It's going on 6 or 7 years. Y'all were introduced to me through the Remodeler Advantage network of families that we do coast to coast.
Yes.
And the story of Wellborn Cabinets is truly incredible. Would you mind just telling a little bit of your family history of the story? Because it is an American success story.
Yeah, absolutely, Ms. Rose. It's started back many, many years ago, back in the middle 50s. And my dad, being one of five children, they started off in East Central Alabama and building houses. And my great-grandfather was a Baptist minister. So his five children, they decided, as they got older, to get into the building business and remodeling business. So as my grandfather got older, and he started moving around a lot. So he had five children, and my dad was born in 1944. So as he was 4 years old, they left East Central Alabama and moved 25 different times across three different states, Alabama, Georgia, and Florida. So every year he was in a different school. He's always joking about being in a different school every year. But it's always neat. They ended up in Pensacola, Florida, on the coast there in 1956. And so he's about 14 years old. And grandfather built a couple houses there, real simple spec homes there in 57 and 56. And they built the first kitchen when he was about 14 years old. My dad did, and his older brother. So they decided they kind of wanted to get into that business, but they wanted to move back home as well to East Central Alabama. So that's what they did in 1958 and 59, and opened up a small custom shop in 1960 and 61. The company actually started in 1961, incorporated. So we've been in business over 50-plus years. So from that humble beginning, being a building and contract and remodeling contractor.
At that point, truly a cottage industry.
Absolutely. It was a lot simpler. Kitchen cabinets were a lot simpler back then. So going through that and being in the building business and remodeling business as Dad grew up in with my grandfather, he learned a lot being on the job sites and the responsibility of making sure that when you went to the job site, first foremost is to get that customer's needs taken care of. And having everything you needed. So being on the job site, he'd make sure he'd bring everything he needed to get that job done for that day and get paid. Because getting paid is, and referral business is really critical. In John's business as well, yeah. I hear referral business and word of mouth and traveling to people. I joke with customers around the country. It's like that our job is as a manufacturer, and we are a true manufacturer since we start from sawing the log all the way through the whole process.
I want to get into that.
We do that. And so having everything at the job site and getting done, you get paid. And because today in today's kitchens are a fashion business.
Oh mercy!
And so when you put yourself out there, John does a wonderful job in the Tucson market here. But when you put yourself out there, your customers expect the job to be done.
Yeah.
And get everything finished. And that's the thing. But if you don't do a good job, it's like bad news travels the speed of light, and good news sometimes travels by snail mail. It seems like it takes a long time for good news to travel, but bad news travels really, really fast.
On kitchens, John, Root River Assurance, I tell clients all the time, I get called out to look at their kitchen remodel, and the first thing they want to know, what's it going to cost me?
Exactly.
And I don't know how you do it, but the first thing I do is I say, look, whatever we spend on the cabinets is going to be about one-third to one-fourth of your total budget. So let's go get the kitchen cabinets selected, picked, you know, and we just finished a project where their budget was about $22,000 for the total job.
Right.
Okay. So I said, okay, now to do that, we're going to have to keep our cabinet package at about $5,000 to $6,000. We can do that, but let's go to the designer and take a look at it. Well, by the time they finished designing the cabinets they wanted, and they saw the soft closed drawers, the soft closed doors, the pull-out shelves, the spice racks, the oversized upper cabinets, the glass doors, the light, the plate rail, and all.
Exactly.
We were at like 18 grand for the cabinet.
I believe it. That's easy to
do. You know what? They bit the bullet. They bit the bullet, and they said, we're doing this.
They have a beautiful plywood countertop now.
Exactly.
But talk a little bit about that, building that budget, the process at that first meeting, because it's sometimes it's the clumsiest part of the whole meeting.
Well, that's probably the most difficult point in the conversation, and we really try to avoid just answering that question right up front, because we don't know what they want. You know, they don't know what they want. And so it's just difficult to really give them an answer. And I know a lot of people are price driven because of their budget. But, you know, what we try to do is you know, we want to provide just a great personal experience for them, to walk them through the myriad of decisions and really make sure what they're selecting fits their needs. It's going to be where they want to be with it, because it is an investment. And so we're setting up a showroom on the east side of town to help them do that with the Wellborn Cabinets and with some other partners in town to help them make those decisions well. But, yeah, you know, it's not as simple as what does it cost, you know.
Well, part of the problem is the problem Wellborn Cabinets introduces into the market. You know, back when they started in 59, 66.
Well, simpler back then.
You know, you told your client to go pick out a new appliance package, and they were going to spend $300 for a range, a hood, you know, and a dishwasher, and you had it done. I have clients now that are spending $30,000, $40,000, and $50,000 on their appliance package.
Right. That's right.
So it's the choices. It's I think Reagan called it supply side economics. You build something new, and jazzy people are going to want it. Hey, when we get back, I want to talk a little bit more about Wellborn Cabinets' ability to control quality by control it from the beginning to the end. And I'm talking about from the seed of the tree to the cabinet delivered in your house, right when we get back.